Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
When I was a young man, God said I'd give this gift to you. But you must use it wisely.
Hi, this is Ilona Europa, Accent On. Accent On London edition. We are on LA Talk Radio. Whole world can listen to us. And also, we are on a Facebook and everybody can see us. This is like really, really cool stuff going on. But not many people know I am in Los Angeles studios, but I am now in London for almost 1 year. So we have a great opportunity to see artists and a lot of interesting people over Zoom. So today we have this special, special guest for me because we know each other for many, many years. So I am very excited to talk to Tim, to Slim Langford. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Alona. So great to see you.
I know. 17 years. This is amazing. Time flies so much, but you look wonderful, and I cannot believe that you are so successful. 16 years ago, you were successful, but you are unstoppable. So, you know, when we talk about To Slim and Tail Draggers, Brian Owen, who is a blues review from Blues Review Magazine, he said, one of the finest original blues rock trios performing today. And today is today. We are talking yesterday, today, and I'm sure for the future. So, Tim.
Yes.
Oh my gosh, we'll be talking about your new releases, past releases. We'll be listening. Yes, the title, The Remedy. Yay! Everybody can order. We'll talk about all of that. All of this information we'll be giving away. But we also will be a little bit listening to you playing for us live, because how we cannot have an artist like you to not give us the tiny little live show, because we all miss live shows so, so much right now. And I think the first question that I have, let's start from today, The Remedy. Can you tell us a little bit about this release?
Well, we recorded The Remedy in my bass player Zach Kosick's studio in Nashville, Tennessee area. And Zach used to work at Oceanway Studios in Los Angeles. And he worked there for 10 years, and he worked with Michael Jackson and all kinds of, you know, people. So he had tons of engineering experience, and he wanted to open a studio in Nashville, and he opened it up this last in 2019, started putting it together. So we decided that we were going to record a new record at Zach's studio, and he just did a fantastic job of recording it. So
How long it took you to record the album, and how many tracks we have on album?
There's 11 tracks on the album, and we recorded it in about 2 weeks. So we recorded it. His studio is called Wild Feather Recording, and it's he shared the studio with the band called the Wild Old Crow Medicine Show. Yeah, that was their studio, and so Zach they have a studio in the bottom floor, and then Zach has a studio on the top floor, and they're actually moving the Old Crow Medicine Show studio. They build a brand new studio, and so Zach's you know, purchasing the building, and that's been one of Zach's dreams for, you know, forever. So I'm really happy for him that he's got the studio, and he's a fantastic engineer, and he's a great musician, and he's a great singer, and he's a great songwriter. and my drummer, Jeff Volks, we call him Shaky. He's also, he's been with me since I moved to Nashville in 2012. And he's a fantastic drummer. He used to play, he's played with Kid Rock, and they were a very successful band. They had videos on MTV and stuff. So I can't tell you how guys, they're the best guys to be on the road with. And Shaky's a great drummer and a great singer, and he's kind of our harmony guy when we're recording the album. So when we recorded the album, it three of us in the studio the whole time. So that was really great. We, you know, because it was all the input was just from us, you know. And so, and we got I wrote five songs for the album. Zach wrote five songs for the album. We did one cover of an Elmore James song, the Sunnyland Train, which we've been playing for years. And I had lots of people request that we record that song. So when we're in there, I was just like, oh, let's do a run of Sunnyland Train, you know. And so five or 10 originals and one cover. And
so people go crazy about for this album. I know that you have The Remedy is number one on the Roots Music Report Blues Rock charts for the few weeks right now on the road. So this is like success after success. I know people know your band, know you for so many years. And you, how many albums did you already
record? Well, I have 14 studio albums, and I have a couple of solo albums, Broken Halo and Pint Store Blues, and we have some live CDs, and we have this was our last album, High Desert Heat. It was nominated for Blues Rock Album of the Year at the Memphis Blues Foundation Blues Music Awards, and then I recorded that in Nashville too at Switchyard Studios with a fellow named Michael St. Leon, and he's a fantastic engineer. And we also did this album in 2016, Blood Moon, which was nominated for a Blues Rock Album of the Year with the Blues Blast Music Awards. And I did a little anthology in 2015 with, you know, kind of a mishmash of it's a two album or two CD set. Mishmash of all the CDs up to that point. I did this one, Blue Heart, when I first got to Nashville with producer Tom Hambridge. And it says, like, this album, this is when I first moved to Nashville. We also recorded at the Switchyard Studios as well as Blood Moon. But I didn't know anybody in Nashville at the time when I moved there. And so Tom put the band together. It's great musicians on. I got Reese Winans from Stevie Ray Vaughan's band plays on it. Let's see, like Jimmy Hall, remember from the band Wet Willie. He sang and played harmonica on it. Tom Hambridge played drums. Let's see, and they had put
in. I'm sure people can look up all these albums, and I know that everybody can pre-order the copy for The Remedy and probably all of the albums on your website, www.tooslim.net. Yes? And also available everywhere on Amazon, on iTunes, on Spotify. You can just find him, Tooslim, everywhere. And you have also a special link for people. They call it Smart Link. I gave this information on Accent On page on the Facebook. So please, everybody who would like to just click easygoing, you know, links to all the information that I'm giving right now, they will be there. So Like I say, our show every Monday, Accent On, London edition. But today we are talking to Tim Tusslin. So I think before we will listen to maybe a song that you chose for us from the newest album, can you give us a little bit of live Tim's playing?
Yes, I can. I just happen to have my guitar right here.
Oh, cool. I didn't think you had.
I'm gonna do a song. This is off of one of my solo albums. It's a song called "Shaking a Cup."
Okay.
And it's about when I lived in Seattle. It's about the homeless situation in Seattle at the time when I moved out of there in 2012. We lived downtown, right by the waterfront on Elliott Bay. It was a sad situation to see, you know, the amount of homelessness down in Seattle. And we used to see a lot of the same people every day when we'd go out. And, I wish we could come up with a solution for the homeless people. And a lot of it's due to mental illness and stuff like that. But I wrote this song. I'll do a condensed version of it. Can you hear me all right?
Absolutely.
Too many people down in their luck, standing on a corner, shaking a cup. People walk by, don't want to look, don't want to think that it could be you. Shaking a cup. People are gathering, taking a stand, raising their voices best they can. Shaking a cup. People are hurting, living on the street. Got no place to go, got nothing to eat. Shaking a cup. Politicians say people got a choice. Maybe some do, but many have no voice. Shaking a cup. People are gathering, taking a stand, raising their voices best they can. Shaking a cup. Fathers and sisters, mothers and brothers, once had dreams, once had love. Shaking a cup. Have some compassion for your brother, man, when you're down on your luck. Everything's a scam. Shaking a cup. People are gathering, taking a stand, raising their voices best they can. Shaking a cup.
Thank you so, so much. Thank you so much. Again, thank you so much for the live playing. Now, I really think this is the moment that we will be playing maybe first song from the, I don't know, first, but from the album, the newest album, The Remedy. And you chose for us Devil's Hostage. What can you tell us about this song?
About what?
We will be playing right now. I'll be giving video from the song Devil's Hostage. So can you tell us a little bit about the song?
Okay. Hostage, okay, yeah. Well, it's kind of, I wrote that song, kind of a modern day version of, you know, the Robert Johnson meets the devils at the crossroads. And, you know, I think a lot of musicians kind of go through, you know, that kind of that myth of, you know, meeting the devil at the crossroads, because musicians, and, you know, they have to make a lot of sacrifices when they decide they're going to be a musician, and you want to have a family and, you know, and stuff like that. And, you know, your family ends up making a lot of sacrifices too, just, you know, to like support your passion of playing music. And I'm lucky I have a, you know, wonderful supportive wife, Nancy, who always, you know, believed in me and supported me through, you know, all of my dreams and stuff like that. And I'd also like to point out that my wife is a wonderful artist, and this is one of her original paintings back here.
Beautiful. I cannot wait. I'm so sad that we cannot talk to Nancy. Maybe one day we'll do another one and Nancy will be next to you, because we'll be talking a little bit about her paintings and also about another very tasteful hobby you both create in the kitchen. So we'll talk about this a little bit later. So thank you for a little information about A Devil's Hostage. So right now, let's listen to this song.
Yes, let's listen to The Devil's Hostage.
When I was a young man, said I'd give this gift to you, but you must use it wisely. To this path you must stay true. The devil try to trick you and try to make you slip, looking for a shortcut. I made my first mistake. Should have seen it coming, that I was just a fool. I sold my soul, my wife and families too. Now I'm the devil's hostage, he wants ransom for my sins. God, please help me with the mess I'm in. I know that I was wrong. The good Lord tried to tell me to keep my heart from harm. The devil, he don't fool me. I was so easily deceived. I sold my soul. Seen it coming, but I was just a fool.
you. All is not lost, son. I know all the devil's tricks. The key to your salvation is right there in your heart. You must forgive yourself. That is where you start. I should have seen it coming, but I was just a fool. I sold my soul, my wife and families too. Now I'm a devil's hostage. He won't ransom for my sins. God, please help me with the mess I'm in.
Something really, really special about you. New York writer Dave Rubin stated, if Tim to Slim Langford only played slide guitar, he would slider around most other blues guitarists and take a ferocious bite out of their pride. But as the sole six-string slinger, that's how you say stinker slinger. What is this? Yeah, I don't know how to pronounce the word slinger. Hopefully I did write it. Songwriter and the lead vocalist of the powerful trio Two Slim and Tail Draggers, Langford is a force of nature, leaving musical tracks others try to follow. So I don't know. I know that you have thousands of people writing about you because you have long history on the blues scene and you really are a prominent name on the blues scene. But how did this all started? Can you tell me, when did you pick up the guitar and when and how long it took you to become who you are right now?
Yeah, well, I was always into music ever since I was a little kid. Before I was in school, I remember my parents, you know, had a record player, and my grandfather was in the radio business. He worked for station KXLY radio in Spokane, and he was, you know, organ. He had an organ at the house, and he was play us songs all the time, and he was always very entertaining. And I also had a cousin, Steve Springer, older cousin, who had guitars and was a fantastic musician. And I always looked up to him. I always wanted to, you know, like, he had all these great records and stuff. So when we were little kids, you know, he turned us on to the Beatles and bands like Cream and Paul Revere and the Raiders and Rolling Stones and stuff like that. So, it was just, you know, something I always just like kind of, I loved music. When I was a kid, my first record was a Beatles album. And then I started getting in more rock, you know, bands like Black Sabbath, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and things like that. When I was about, 13 or 14 or something like that, then I started going to concerts. And one of the ones that really, like, was a opened my eyes to what I really want to do is a ZZ Top concert. I was just like, man, blew me away. I was just like, man, I wanted to play guitar so bad. So I borrowed my friend from high school had a acoustic guitar sitting in the corner one day where it's at his house. And I'm like, hey, can I borrow that? You know, so he let me borrow it. I took it home and it wasn't a very nice guitar or anything, but I was bound and determined to learn how to play it. And so I just started, you know, kind of goofing around on it. And I talked I basically told my dad. I remember walking up to him and go, I want to take guitar lessons and you're going to pay for it.
And daddy said, God thank you, guitar lessons, not something else. So probably he was very happy to have you learning.
He hated rock and roll. So he liked music, but he hated rock and roll. He liked band, you know, like Billy Eckstein and, you know, Duke Ellington and stuff like that. He was
okay, big, not bad. Big
kind of guy. But he just looked at me and went, okay. So my first guitar lesson was with a friend of mine named Tom Casto, and his dad took us to our first guitar lesson with a guy named Fritz Hinkle. And, you know, from that point on, it was a complete obsession with me. I was one of those guys who, you know, practiced when I come home from school. I would play guitar until I fell asleep. And so I picked it up pretty fast.
So that's a soul, you know, because it's not like, oh, I decided to be a guitarist. It's just really something's in your blood and we never know why, you know.
Yeah.
Happened that some people have this love for certain genres and they're just amazing. Your playing is just out of this world. So Tim Langford has won multiple individual awards for best guitarist, best slide guitarist, and best songwriter. And the band are in the Hall of Fame in the three Northwest Blues Societies. The band in 2013 released Blue Heart, which reached as high as number 3 on the Billboard Top Blues Album charts. From the story of you just picking up guitar to the 2020 right now, that's a long journey, but probably one of the most coolest ever that we hear about. So I want to play more music. So we already heard the first song, Devil's a Hostage. So maybe what about a little from the live show, one song? So is this High Desert Heat? Is this okay? It will play this one because I think that's a video that we can see you also playing. Yes.
Yeah, I think we sent you some video from Don O'Dell's Legend show that we did.
Please, can you tell me a title so I can announce? Do you remember? Would you send it to us? And I again say everybody can go to YouTube and check all the songs. We have few songs. Stories to Tell, Trouble, Time Has Come Today, A Little More True, Blue Moon. So which one do you think is the right one right now to play?
Trouble. That's the Trouble. That's that one got played extensively on Sirius XM. And so, yeah, Trouble's a good one.
So song number 2 on our show right now, Trouble.
Me.
With Tim Tuslim. So Tim, thank you again for the trouble. How cool. And we are a little bit in a trouble as musicians and artists. This time that we are living in right now all around the world is pretty scary. A lot of people have jobs. They are working from home, or they're working whatever places they can, and they can feed their families and earn money. But when it comes to us artists, musicians, life really stopped in the way. Because no live concerts are allowed. So you, I'm sure, lost a lot of them over past 3 months. So how life will be right now, maybe in the summer for you? And was there some concert that you were counting on starting from March that didn't happen? So tell us a little bit about your calendar and when hopefully we can see you live again playing.
Yeah, well, we recorded the new record at the end of February, March. And, you know, I've been planning to record the record since the end of 2019. And so, you know, we planned on, like, you know, get the record. I planned on originally releasing the record in May. And then we had already, you know, had bookings all from April through, you know, the summer pretty much. And of course, the whole pandemic thing started coming to light, you know, for us, and around the 1st of March, I guess, started hearing about it. And I had we had a great tour season set up. And by the end of March, you know, when they shut everything down, then, you know, it was just boom, boom, boom. Everything just got canceled. And, you know, with no, you know, no known startup date, it's like, you know, so I really can't plan anything. I've got some dates, booked up now, you know, that haven't canceled in the end of July, early August, and through August into September, but, you know, now there's a spike, and I've already got word, you know, that gigs at the end of July and 1st of August might be in jeopardy. And so, you know, yeah, it's really tough. As a musician, and all, you know, all my musician friends are in the same boat as far as live situations go. And that's, you know, I've been a professional musician since 1982, and, you know, so my main source of income and touring is, you know, just something I've done ever since. And so, you know, being home
is really tough. And people think, oh, now you are in home, you are an artist, so you create. But obviously, I'm a singer-songwriter too, and my daughter is a singer-songwriter too. We have lots of wonderful friends. Yes, from time to time, you feel like sit and write or do something. But mostly, I think we as an artist, we need a bigger picture to feel comfortable and in the mood for writing. And situation like that, yes, allowed you to maybe compose one or two songs on a topic and how we feel right now. But overall, it's a tiny little depressive mood in everybody's souls as an artist. But I think we can, everybody who listens to us right now and to our beautiful interview with Tim, we can support an artist and the band by going to www.tooslim.net and pre-order the newest album, The Remedy, and all of the 14 albums that you already have for us. And I think if I can give like hope for us and how I feel, I really, really think that September probably we can expect a little bit better news for everybody. And maybe, you know, maybe this year we are already done with everything. But anyway, hope is what we have. And music stays forever. We have amazing recordings. We have amazing, of course, YouTube channel that we can see everything. So I would love to play maybe one more song. We can do a song from the new album Last Chance?
That's Last Chance.
Okay, Last Chance. Never really last, but let's hear Last Chance. With a Tim to Slim, and everybody says, oh, okay, you are an artist for so many years, you are touring, you have a wonderful wife, Nancy, I had a pleasure to meet, and I'm so happy that you both are together, and you both are pretty doing well in the kitchen, so marriage that cooks together stays together. Marriage that creates some very special souls probably really stays together. So tell us a little bit about your company, the Sauce Company.
Well, the Sauce Company, that's the South American sauce. It's actually started by Nancy's mother and father, Esther Davis and Barry Davis. And Barry was a professional musician himself. He was a fabulous jazz a pianist, went to the Toronto Conservatory of Music and stuff. And so anyways, when Esther and Barry got married, they kind of settled down and they bought, they had a hotel and a restaurant in Mandan, North Dakota called the Seven Seas. And they used to make a special steak called the South American steak, and they created this meat marinade for it, which they ended up calling Essie South American sauce. Esther started marketing the sauce in 1986, I believe it was. They got a great write-up in Field and Stream or something like that, and it kind of went ballistic after that. And so Esther had the company all these years, and Nancy worked for Esther with the company doing, you know, the books and everything. And so Nancy bought the company from Esther, I think it was in 2007. So anyway, so now it's available in grocery stores, mostly through the Midwest. And we also sell it on Amazon.com.
Interesting. So that's a really good pitch right now. I really need to give people one more direction. This is not a hot sauce, it's marinade, and is available on Amazon. So that's a good news for all of us who are not in a part of the world that you are living in. But it's called again?
Essie's South American sauce.
Essie's South American sauce. Now, we'll have a great meat in a kitchen every day with great marinade sauce. Bye.
Yes, it's a soy-based marinade. It's also gluten-free, so people who have problems with gluten don't have to worry about it because we use gluten-free soy. And it's just like, I don't know anybody who's ever tried it who doesn't like it. So we use it all the time. It works great on steaks, burgers, fish. I even know a guy, he used to stick hard-boiled eggs in it. And
wonderful. So we are hungry right now, even more, and hungry for more music. So yes, we have a choice. We could play something from your album, or we can play another song from the previous releases. So what about High Desert Heat? Do you like that? Or maybe Stories to Tell?
Stories to Tell, that would be a good one to play, yeah.
For sure, you have a lot of stories to tell, and we cannot wait again to see you live playing for us. But for right now, we have in our studio Accent On Live London edition on LA Talk Radio, and whole world can see you, hear you, and enjoy stories to tell.
We'll be right back.
Listen to Stories to Tell, but now I want to find out if you have some goodies for us. Can we purchase something from your website that we can hold on to until we can see you live with the band playing for us?
Yes, you know, people go to our website. We've got photos, merchandise, videos, things like that. You can join our email list at www.tooslim.net, and we sell our, you know, Too Slim Tail Dragger t-shirts. This is our most famous t-shirt that we sell. Straight Whiskey Blues with the Southern Rock Beer Chaser.
Woo!
We also have women's t-shirts, and this is one of the models of the Too Slim and the Tail Dragger.
Hey.
This is from our Fortune Teller CD, which Alona had a guest appearance on.
I so remember this beautiful song and album. That was a beautiful, beautiful moment that I met your music, met your wife, and we had amazing, amazing time listening to create, how you create your album. So yeah, that's many, many years ago, but it will stay forever in my heart, my daughter's heart. So thank you for this moment, Ben. And thank you, of course, that we picked up our friendships. And remember, Accent On is always welcoming your music and your wife to our show. So if you wish to share anything with us, we are here to serve you and serve our listeners. But for right now, our show is almost over. So we talk today with Tim Too Slim Langford of the Too Slim and the Tail Draggers. So everybody, please purchase the newest album, The Remedy. And thank you again, Tim. Show us the beautiful, yes, show us this album. Yes, we need The Remedy for everything right now, especially your great blues album. Thank you so much and talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. All right. Thank you, Alona, and thank you, Natasha.
Thank you.
You're listening to Accent On with Ilona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.